Where did all that forever and eternal come from? By Wimgence. About time. Time is a difficult notion. We people measure all things in four dimensions, length, width, depth and time. Are the first three easy enough to work with? Time is a different matter. We cannot think outside time. Time is connected to events that take place or have already taken place. Thinking about time in the future is no more than projecting what one thinks or hopes. What do the scriptures, God's word, tell us about time? What people say the Bible says? He is lost forever, or he or she will burn in hell eternally. Words often heard in conversations among Christian people. Often said in the saddest of moods, but still said. On what do these people base their opinion? On the Bible, of course. Doesn't it tell us that those who do not believe in Jesus Christ will be lost forever and burn in hell? Isn't it necessary to make the decision to believe in Jesus in order to be saved from all this? The most respected and used Bible verse here is John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life." Let's take a look at a verse in Mark. Mark 3:29 reads, "But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation." Here we have the problem fully exposed, eternal damnation. And what about Strong's? Eternal, what does the famous Strong have to say about this word? Eternal equals Strong number 166. 166 Elios Ahionios from 165. TDNT minus 1, 208.31. Adia Avenue, Eternal 42, Everlasting 25. The world began plus 5552. Since the world began plus 5551, forever 1. 71 1, without beginning and end, that which always has been and always will be. 2, without beginning 3, without end, never to cease, everlasting. As we have seen above, Aelios number 166 comes from Strong number 165, 165 Ahion from the same as 104, TDNT minus 1, 197.31, NM Avenue ever 71, World 38, never plus 3,364 plus 1,519 plus 3,588.6, Evermore 4, Age 2, Eternal 2, Misc 5, 128.1, Forever, an unbroken age, perpetuity of time, eternity. 2, the world's, universe 3, period of time, age. But is Strong complete? What have we seen? Aelios number 166 is almost always translated with a word that has to do with endlessness, a time that will never stop. But let us now take a look to the word where Aelios has its roots from, Strong's number 165. Here we find many more meanings, ever and, surprise, surprise. Quotes never and even, world. Puzzling, isn't it? And when we look at what is meant by all this, it even gets worse, forever, eternity, even, universe, but also a period of time, slash, age. Definition, period of time, a length of time of unspecified duration, but with a definite beginning and end. Question, if an can be translated, as in the KJV, eternity slash eternal slash forever, obviously without an end, how can it then also mean a piece of time with a beginning and an end? Can dry mean wet or high-low? Let us look way back. To understand the words eternal and forever, it is necessary to take a look at the language situation in Greece and Italy before and after the days of the Apostle Paul. The classic Latin was one of the many languages that was spoken by the early inhabitants of a small area around Rome. Yet the common language in South Italy was Greek. And that language became the language for the upper-class Romans. Not the kind of Greek that the common people spoke, the Koine, but a kind of polished Greek. The Greek language was still in use in Rome some 200 years after Christ. The New Testament of the Bible was written in that Koine, common Greek. It was only long after Paul that a Latin translation became necessary. And those translations were made in North Africa. The best known Latin translation is the one Hieronymus made in 380 AD, and much of the problems today with the translation of N come from the mix of the Latin and the Greek languages, combined with the influences already then by the Babylonian religions that had crept into the church. Hieronymus improved many obvious mistakes in earlier Greek to Latin translations, but was also very conservative. He never changed two words where North African translators had made mistakes in translating the word n, seculum, and eternus, the sources for the English words eternal and eternity. The original meaning of seculum was world, as in world order, the chronological order of things. The meaning of eternus was more of an era or lasting as long as a person's life, and is often translated with both Latin words. Seculum in the Latin dictionaries is given as a generation, an era, the world, the times, the spirit of an era and period of 100 years. Eternus, from evum. Evum is in the Latin language and never connected to our eternal, but is related to our word age or era. This is a piece of time with a definite beginning and end, but of an unknown length. An, a piece of time with a definite beginning and end. When did it go wrong? Even in the days of Jesus Christ on earth, the leading theologians of Israel, the Pharisees and the Essenes taught a never-ending punishment for sinners. The origin of this belief dates from the Babylonian religion with its revenging gods. The Apostle Paul never taught these things. He spoke about a loving God who had organized time in us. But lies never stop. So the truth about the love of God was slowly but steadily erased from the thinking and later writings about God. The old revengeful God was put back in place, convenient for the religious and worldly powers, keep quiet or you will end up in hell. The fight of the pros and contras of the eternal was decided in a council in Constantinople in 553 AD. Justin, the emperor of the East Roman Empire, then decided and wrote, "The Holy Church of Christ teaches an endless, eternal, aeonic, or teleftatos aeonios, life for the just and an endless, eternal, punishment, or teleftatos kalesis, for the wicked." But what have the scriptures to say? Let us take a look at one verse from the Gospel by Matthew. In the King James translation, Matthew 25, 46. "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." In the literal translation by Young, "And these shall go away to punishment age during, but the righteous to life age during." And in the concordant translation, as close as possible to the original Greek, "And these shall be coming away into chastening aeonian, yet the just into life aeonian." So, the closer we get to the originals, the better we see that the wicked will get a chastening for the duration of the earth, just like the righteous will get life for the duration of the earth. We have also seen that an has a beginning and an end. So there cannot be an eternal, never-ending punishment. It just is not possible. It has to stop at the end of the earth. That is what the original scriptures say. The present translations, with all respect for the translators, are wrong. What now? We have seen that the original meaning of the word was changed from a very long period of time, with a beginning and an end, to what we have in our Bibles today, eternal and eternity. The use of these wrong translations has brought us the most horrible and wrong ideas about God and life hereafter. It has changed God from a loving Father, John 3:16, to a failing Savior, who has to accept that most of His creatures in His image will be lost forever in hell. Copyright Wimgence. Return to main index page.